Let's move on to some more interviews from Peace in the Park from last Saturday.
Yes, let's do that thing. We'll try.
What's your name, Zendaya? What campaign are you from?
I'm Robert Spooner, and I'm chair of ASSIST, Asylum Seekers Initiative.
And my name is Sam. I'm a volunteer with ASSIST and the Conferencing Club. I'm an asylum seeker.
What do you do as an organisation?
We help the most destitute of asylum seekers, those who've been refused and perhaps not well enough to work illegally, or those who are very young, just turned 18 and been suddenly been put on the street, and for women who are vulnerable.
What sort of numbers of people do you work with?
We work with about 60 people at the moment, but we're constantly getting more people requiring help. And we struggle to do that unless we get more funding. And we try and keep at least 10 weeks ahead of us money in the bank so that we don't actually have to say to a lot of people, no, we've got run out of money. But we are hoping to be able to help more people as more people give to us. But in our first year, 50,000 was given by people at Sheffield. It ain't bad. And that shows the level of concern when people find out what's really happening.
What's the purpose of your stall here today?
To publicise and to try and get a bit more support. One or two people have taken the accommodation leaflets, which means that they're thinking about offering to be hosts. And that is one way we help. The main way we help at the moment is by giving £25 per week to those who otherwise have nothing. But the accommodation is also helpful. And the accommodation hosts actually benefit quite a lot sometimes. I'm getting my ironing done at the moment by the lady who's staying with us at the moment. Other people have had some really nice meals from the asylum seekers been staying with them.
What's your experience of ASSIST been?
My experience has been a happy experience because as an asylum seeker I came here, had no friends, just a new city, new things. But I had an advantage because I could speak English. So I came to ASSIST. They started helping me make new friends, and because my situation was not that hard because I still received money from the nurse. So I just needed some friends. So when I went there, I got some friends, we chatted and I helped them with their English.
Yeah. We're meeting here alongside the G8 meeting. What message would you like to give to the G8?
I would suggest that they need to drop the debt. They need to change the trade from Europe and America such that other countries can access our markets, and African countries need to be given a chance and in a sense be unfair trade by giving them opportunity to develop their economies before they're thrown in the deep end in competition with the developed countries.
Okay, some more interesting stuff there from the interviews from Peace in the Park. We have the filthy radical Tiger Woods with us now, though. This is going to be fantastically exciting for us. He's got his forearm out, he's ready to swing. Dan, painful. Anyway, that wasn't a very good joke, I apologise for that. But anyway, we're going to talk about the People's Golfing Association. Rob.
Right, I've never played golf before, but I'm going to go up to Edinburgh, up to Glen Eagles even, and I'm going to play golf. We're going to get ourselves onto the golf course, as many of us as we can, bunch of hippies, and play golf. Bring your clubs, bring some golf balls, let's see as many sort of mad, crazy hippies trying to play golf. We haven't got a clue what we're doing, obviously, but we're going to run around, well, walk around, very posh, and bring your 2x4s as well. Or was it 4x4s?
I'm not quite sure, but So take your golf clubs up. Is there a scoring system? Is it just going to run on the normal system? Is this match play or points play?
Silliest person gets the most points, I think.
Right, is there going to be a silly trouser competition? I know that golfers normally do engage in the old silly trouser wearing competition on the sly.
I'm going to be playing, but I'm not giving you any tips because I've got a special pair of trousers hooked up for it.
Are you going to wear your pyjama bottoms?
I can't say at this time.
Well, this is all very exciting news. And are there any special bonuses if someone manages to drive a ball all the way into the ministerial?
If you hit a minister, you get snipered from the roof of the Van Eagles, from the golf club, yeah. So.
And that's something that money can't actually buy, isn't it?
Indeed, not even MasterCard can buy that.
So yeah, you can see we're giving away some really, really unique and exciting prizes with this. I believe for certain other golfing-related behaviour, there's going to be a free stay overnight, with food included, in a central Edinburgh location.
I didn't know about that. No one told me.
I believe if you're particularly lucky, some of our friends at the Scottish Constabulary will put you up for the night. So we got some really, really big prizes, and that, again, is something that really money just can't buy. We've got some more very exciting events happening in Edinburgh. We've talked about some of the more serious stuff, and obviously there are some very serious issues here. We've also got the Make Poverty Worse campaign are going to be out as a subsection of the Make Poverty History March. Now, on face value, this sounds a little bit contradictory. What are Make Poverty Worse demanding?
that we bomb more poor people and basically try and make the world a more unequal place. So there's a few very rich people and everyone else is sort of pushed into slavery, really.
So I mean, that seems to make a lot of sense, though, for us intelligent, rich, Western guys. I say rich, I should emphasise we're filthy radicals and therefore of middling incomes.
I think we've got a lot to gain and everyone else has a lot more to lose. So yeah, I think this would be brilliant.
Yeah, well, sod them, frankly.
Yeah, money in our pocket.
Absolutely. Marvellous.
Now, then let's hear some fat, rich people noises from the crowd here.
Giles?
And that was actually recorded at the annual general meeting of the ExxonMobil Corporation in Texas. You'll be surprised to hear, seeing as they had accents which could not legitimately be described as Texan. So, Make Poverty Worse are going to be out there. They're going to be demanding that we have free flow of capital and no free flow of people, so as we can keep all the poor people in different countries. And I for one, think that it's very, very brave of them to come out with this strong stand against making poverty history, because, let's be honest, there's a legitimate viewpoint that says that poverty is great, you know, that we have lots and lots of cheap mangoes because of it. I mean, that we should sustain this.
I've never liked poor people, and I've never liked looking at poor people, therefore I like keeping them where I can't see them, in poor, impoverished countries, scraping a living and close to death, really. I mean, surely that's what everyone wants.
Or just wear sunglasses. We've also got, at the moment, in Sheffield, another rather exciting, slightly different sort of filthy rabble? Filthy rabble of filthy radicals. We have the wonderful Circa, that is CIRCA, and that stands for, in the unlikely event that you haven't heard yet, the Clandestine Insurgent Rebel Clown Army. Now, can someone describe to me, why is it that we have this army of mad clowns coming to our lovely, beautiful city to do their street art?
Why are they coming? Because they're mad. They're just completely mad. And they like dressing up and painting themselves blue and tickling policemen. As to why they like doing this, I'm not entirely sure.
And do you feel that the policemen are tickled by being tickled, as it were?
Well, some of them... I see what you did there. Some of them do appear to be not amused in the slightest, actually. No.
Interesting. No.
There's a definite lack of amusement or happiness within any policeman who gets tickled by a blue clown.
Especially if it's on his truncheon.
Yes, doesn't like getting tickled on truncheon at all.
I saw something slightly different, actually. I saw a policeman being, a big line of riot policemen being approached by two funny these funny little clowns, and they started tickling them, and the big boss policeman came along, and he was like, "You're not tickling my policeman," and they were like, "Oh, we'll just sort of dance around a bit in front of them," and they were very unhappy for a short while, and in the end, they couldn't take it anymore. It was a bit like the scene from Monty Python, where all the guards are sniggering, and he's saying, "Bigus, dickus."
So there you are, that's a filthy radical dick joke for anyone who's wondering. We made it 54 minutes without resorting to dick jokes, but I for one feel liberated that we finally got in there.
Are we past the watershed, Chris?
Not obviously so.
What is a watershed? Anyway, yes. If you'd like to go and see pictures of the clowns, you can go to sheffield.indymedia.org.uk and go to the Newswire section and scroll down, and there's lots of lovely pictures of clowns tickling policemen.
If anyone knows of... Oh, go, Rob.
Have we got any pictures of policemen tickling clowns, though?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, it could happen. If you mean by tickling, hitting with a big stick.
Is that not the normal term for tickling?
Certainly, if you ever have children, I suggest you don't tickle them. But it sounds like some of those policemen should be enjoying themselves more. Maybe they should come to the carnival for full enjoyment. This is one last event in Edinburgh we'd like to draw your attention to. This all sounds rather fun. They say no wage slavery, no benefit slavery, no debt slavery, no army slavery. They're not really into slavery.
Not
what they're
all,
saying
man.
Is that the world needs to just damn well enjoy itself more and stop getting hung up on 48-hour weeks and working too much and being too stressed and, in general, be happier. Sound like a good idea, guys?
Happiness? Yeah, why not?
And which day is that on, Dan?
Well, that is on Monday the 4th of July, and they're going to be meeting at 12 o'clock at the West End on Princes Street in Edinburgh. And if you want more details, go to www.nodeal.org.uk.
So that's back to Edinburgh for the fall. Before we leave you today, because I'm sure you'll be disastrously sorry to know that our time is running out.
No!
Let's just remind you again of some of the other stuff which is happening tonight. We've got the Convergence Centre at 111 Matilda Street. It's the big, slightly derelict-looking building with the banners on the side. And the password is Red Squirrel, if anyone asks. So please do come down to the Convergence Centre. Also tonight, 7:30 on Devonshire Green, we've got Rice for Dinner for Make Poverty History. We want to send the message that you can't have justice without trade justice to those justice ministers, so come along, enjoy some rice. That sounds like it's going to be fantastic. And I believe that there might be another show tomorrow, Dan. Any idea when that is?
I'm hearing rumours that it may be sometime around 1 o'clock, but we're not entirely sure. If you go and look on sheffield.indymedia.org.uk, you'll be able to find out.
Having heard the professionality of this broadcast, I imagine you can barely believe that we don't even know when we're on again, but certainly there's a half-decent chance that we're going to be on tomorrow. And if anyone has any feedback on the show, or you want to tell the lovely people at Sheffield Live and Indie Media to keep us off of your airwaves, because we're a bunch of filthy radicals, you can email Dan?
Email me, in fact. dan@activix.org. That's A-K-T-I-V-I-X. And can I just give you a couple more websites quickly before we finish?
Roll on.
If you want to find out what else is happening in Sheffield over the weekend, you can go to www.sheffield.dissent.org.uk. And if you want to find out what's happening in Scotland and want to get stuck in there, you can go to www.dissent.org.uk. Two very similar email addresses.
Okay, well, I think we're just about out of time there. So it's goodbye from me. Goodbye. And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye!
We need some changing music now because we don't have any So that's almost the end there, folks. Changing music, guys?
We don't got it!
Yeah, we haven't really thought that one through. Okay, we are very, very, very nearly finished now. This is possibly the most professional piece of radio broadcasting I've ever been involved in, as you could probably tell.
It's the only piece of radio I've been involved in.
This is also true. And the Get Chris Onto the Breakfast Show on Radio 2 instead of Terry Wogan campaign is kicking off. And if you'd like to get in contact with us, please send a stamped address ox cart to Bob Monkhouse, Cairo, and we'll get back to you.